Introducing Tools for Living Your Fullest Life. This is Life's Toolbox with Kenny Brixey on Empower Radio. Now, here's your host, Kenny Brixey.
Welcome to Life's Toolbox, where each week we discuss tools that will assist you in opening awareness to your own incredible truth and empower your journey to authentic living. Thank you so much for tuning into the show today. A couple of years ago, I introduced today's tool for the first time, and this week I've been led to bring it back again. The tool is create your Christmas wish list. Now, I know that there are 29 religious practices that celebrate during this time of year, and I do not intend to exclude anyone with this tool. So please feel free to insert whatever religion or whatever you call your celebration, you know, whatever it is that you're familiar with, just insert it here and know that every time I mention Christmas wish list, you're putting in your belief system. This tool is not about religion or belief, so please know that. It is about discovering what it is we really want in our lives. So let's begin with a few questions. First, do you even make a Christmas wish list? If so, what is on your list this year? Do you actually share your list with anyone, or do you just keep it to yourself? And if you do not make a wish list, what are your reasons? You know, many people, me included, abandoned their practice of creating this wish list as they became adults. At some point, we decided it was childish, and we just stopped doing it. We may have decided it was useless to dream of new and exciting things and believe we would never bring those items into our manifestation. You know, I invite you to reconsider and just play with this idea. Give it a try again. There can be great joy and benefit from creating one. Give yourself permission to create one now. What would you put on it? And remember, as with everything here, we don't let limiting thoughts dictate what can and cannot go on this list or in anything else we do. We just let our imagination run. So just keep that in mind as we go through the show today. Think back for a moment to your childhood holidays. Did you make a wish list then? You know, I remember waiting not so patiently for that annual toy catalog to show up in the mail. That thing was about an inch and a half thick, and it was full of every toy known to man, or at least I thought that was the truth at that time. You know, running to the mailbox every day, beginning the day after Thanksgiving, in search for this treasure chest of ideas was one of the races my brother and I. We kind of fought through it, but we really did enjoy it, and we did it every afternoon. Now, I'm going to age myself a little bit here. We did not start our search for this book until after Thanksgiving, because back in those days, Christmas shopping didn't begin until after Thanksgiving leftovers were consumed. But anyway, my brother and I pretty much already knew what we wanted long before the catalog arrived, but we didn't want to leave anything out. You know, that catalog may very well hold within its covers the one item we just could not live without. Once the catalog arrived, an even bigger hurdle had to be accomplished. My brother and I had to figure out how to share the book, and so we could complete, you know, so that we could complete this list. And of course, neither one of us could call patience one of our strong suits, so it was always the opposite of a peaceful experience, especially for our mother. But even in those not so peaceful times, the journeys we took into imagination and dreams blossomed because of the possibilities that we found with some of those items. The experience of making our wish list was priceless, and the experience of making that list was probably even more valuable to us than the item itself. I remember the journey of making the list much more than I do the items that we actually ended up asking for back in those days. Kind of sounds like I'm taking a turn away from some of the previous shows that where we talk about, you know, moving away from materialism. And you might ask yourself why I would be even talking about this right now. Well, let me address that concern with this. The list goes far beyond the items that make the list. That's what I was just talking about when I remember making the list much more than I do the items that we put on it. And I've not abandoned my beliefs on letting go of material things as an answer to self-worth, authentic expression, and life experience. I still hold true to that. I believe that when we can hold self-worth, authentic expression, and life experience at the level where it truly is in our lives, when we see that, then we can get all that other stuff. We're not letting that other stuff define us. We're already defined. Having said all that, though, there are some great benefits in creating this wish list that I'm talking about. creating the list can be very fun. And who has too much fun in their lives? You know, I'm not talking about partying here or even playing more than most people. I'm talking about authentic imagination. That's where true fun comes in. That's where we can actually just remove all limitations and we can go wherever we want to go. Allowing our minds and hearts to come out and play for a while, that's authentic fun. And it's authentic fun to dream a little and pretend that everything we want is possible. And by the way, everything is possible when we journey to our truth and create a wish list from our heart and our essence. But let's stick with the wish list that has the material items on it for just a moment. One of the reasons that this is a great thing to do is that it can be a great teaching moment in many ways. And better still, it invites us to open our imagination wide. When we give ourselves permission to make a wish list, our limiting beliefs take a rest and do not talk us out of our desires quite so easily. We'll get to some of the other benefits in just a moment. I want to talk about why, about abandoning this practice. You know, I abandoned it for a long time. At some point along the way, I just stopped. You know, I now question why that is. It could be because I started thinking I was being selfish. Maybe I thought it was unrealistic. Maybe I thought it was unauthentic. I don't know exactly why I stopped making the list, but I did so for many, many years. I was reminded of the Christmas list a couple of years ago. Actually, I think it was about 3 years ago that I first presented this tool. But I was reminding of it during a meditation of all things. To me, meditation is about experiencing the silence. You know, it's that space between thoughts that I find, you know, a fuller connection to God or higher self or universe and all there is. I do not always get messages or profound thoughts. So when something comes into my awareness while in the meditative state, I do tune in eventually. You know, well, for this particular meditation, I was sitting in silence during the event, and there were candles burning, there was soft music in the background, there were fellow meditators scattered around the room. The energy was powerful yet peaceful at the same time. As I sat there in the stillness, three words came into my consciousness: Christmas wish list. And those three words just repeated over and over, even though I attempted to push them aside. I mean, why would I be thinking of that, since I was doing my best to connect to the most spiritual space within me, and I literally had not made a Christmas list in years, so why am I thinking this? I remember thinking that there are not too many things that I don't have. You know, it's not that the things that I truly want, I had. I didn't have this big list of all, you know, a whole bunch of things that were missing in my life. Besides that, you know, this thing was coming in really strong. So I'm really confused. I think I better tune in. I better really pay attention. So needless to say, I finally did tune into that persistent message, and I've had a great time since playing with and working with those three simple words. As I said before, whether you follow the Christmas traditions or some other religious teaching or none at all, stay with me here as we are discovering the importance of making a list. And it is much more than a list of toys to keep us entertained. Creating the list even goes far beyond the holiday season. It's not reserved for this time of year. However, this time of year is a great place to start it. So let's get to some of the many reasons why making a list is beneficial. The simple act of making a wish list, whether it be for Christmas, a birthday, or any other reason, takes us on a journey of wonder when we consider things that expand and elevate our lives. The journey is more about the experience within us than it is the items on our list. Now, those items are important because they're going to spark that curiosity, that imagination. You know, when I talk about the items on this list, it may start as things that occupy space in your homes and in your lives. You can certainly begin there, but there's so much more. When we journey deeper into the things on our list, when we observe the items on our list from our heart, we find that the wish list is one made up of items that serve us and invite us to journeys of physical, emotional, and spiritual adventures, if you will. The list I'm talking about takes us to a place of what might be and what if. It is a journey of curiosity. The act of making a wish list from our heart and not our ego is a safe and fun experience to go to these places as a treat, as something special. Allowing curiosity a chance to come out and play leads us to a place of possibility. We find our hope is lifted. Our belief that something may be possible arises. Our faith is boosted. When we permit curiosity, hope, and faith a place to rise within us, fear is kept at bay. When we allow fear a place within us, it becomes the single most limiting thing we have in our lives. It prevents us from taking a chance. It stops us from seeing our abilities. Fear that we can't do something or have something overshadows our courage to see what we can do in many cases. When we allow curiosity and imagination and hope and faith to come out and play, we see possibility. The belief that something is possible outweighs the fear of failure. Logic and practicality take a break when we slide into imagination and curiosity. Logic and practicality often bring out the reasons we can't do something. They literally block us from taking the journey in many situations. They encourage fear to step in. Our imagination, on the other hand, is telling us what we can do and all the ways that we can make it happen. Now, let me get real clear on this real fast. It's not important that we know how to make it happen. Imagination and curiosity just let us know, hey, there are ways that we can possibly do this. Okay? Knowing how all this is going to happen is not important. What's important is just getting curious about it. When we get curious, we can dream like we did when we were kids, and we can illuminate the darkness that's created by the illusion of fear. After all, fear is nothing more than false evidence appearing real. So anyway, just because we make the list does not mean we run out and buy everything on it. That's not what this is about. The list truly is more about igniting your imagination and strengthening your belief in what is possible than it is about buying something. There's so much more to creating a wish list than the acquisition of items. The list, or should I say the act of creating the list, is the important thing. In fact, it's best not to run out and buy things on your list while you're still in your childlike imagination. When that has the range, you can cause some real problems. I have a real dear friend who decided that a particular car was the perfect car for her. And in the excitement of her discovery, she ran out to buy it. After doing all the research on the car, she decided that the basic package of this particular car offered her more than she could ever really want. So she rushed out to the dealership while still in this childlike imagination stage. When the salesperson began showing her all the bells and whistles available on the premium package version of the car, her inner child could not resist. She now has a beautiful car and a payment that is nearly 50% more than what she had originally planned for. She still loves the car, but on many occasions, especially around the time of month when the payment is due, she kind of regrets her decision. Not because she didn't like the car, but because she had more car and payment than she really wanted. Let your inner child come out and play. Let imagination run free, and remember, both the imagination stage and the intellectual stage have a place in this process. We simply have to be aware of where we are with each. Give the intellect input into the imagination process right up until the logic side starts to kick in. When that happens, it tries to punch holes in your dreams. The imagination is for seeing what might be. The intellect is for figuring out how to do it. Somewhere along the line, most of us gave our intellect the power to veto imagination. The intellect is not here for that reason. It is simply a tool to find ways to make something happen, not stop them from happening. Do not allow it to stop you. Just let it have its say, as it will help you find a balance that serves you and your dreams. So allow yourself to play in the land of curiosity, imagination, and possibility. Remove all the limits and let yourself go for a while. Just enjoy the journey. Like I said, your hope and faith are boosted, and if nothing else happens from your list, that is an incredible gift. As we add items to our list, we have the opportunity to get curious about the item itself. We can ask ourselves, what is important about this item? What will it bring to my life experience? How will it serve me or others? If we do not practice this consideration step, we're just filling space and doing nothing more than a materialistic practice. We are adding just to be adding, which turns into buying just to be buying. or buying just to own something, just to claim that we own it. And when we get into that mentality, we start thinking, you know, it's kind of like trying to keep up with the Joneses. Look what I have compared to look what you have. We don't want to go there. If we fall into this practice of buying just to own, we simply are just, we're accumulating things as a way of, in most cases, as a way of making up for a lack of some sort. And that could be a lack of self-worth, a feeling of less than, a feeling of undeserving, feeling of being limited in some way. When we fall into this materialistic practice, we try to convince ourselves these items will make up for all the lack, when in truth, it only adds to the feeling of lack. So building the list from a mindset of material ownership contracts our life and limits the entire experience. So please, throw the material items on there, but consider it more deeply. We add little to our experience of life during the process from this materialistic mentality. When we look at the list from a place of curiosity and essence, we expand our journey and we expand our experience. When we open ourselves to the experience, we can get curious, and that opens imagination, and that creates great new possibilities. We actually create a vortex of positive energy. We create this vortex where our energy is rising and heightening at all times. Do not limit the items on your list just because they may seem too materialistic, okay? Just get curious about those items. You know, we sit here and talk about not going materialistic on it. We're talking about adding items to a list. I know it gets confusing. Add the items, but look deeper, I guess is what I'm trying to say here. Just consider what your true desire is with each item. Each item can be a mirror for what it is we want to enhance in our life, or it may show an area that we feel lack, which exposes an area that we can enhance, that we can grow in, that we can learn from. This list can assist in discovering what we really want in life as long as we look beyond that material item itself. And when we look beyond that and into the heart of our desire, the heart of what we perceive, the item that, you know, what we perceive that item is going to bring us and how it will serve us, we will realize what highest good is actually calling for. For instance, if you desire a diamond ring and want to add it to your list, add it. Don't fall into the intellectual dealings with this item. Don't fall into the, oh well, that's too expensive, or that's too gaudy, or that's more, that would make people think that I'm just trying to show it. Don't go there. Don't go there at all. Get curious about what will happen when you have it. Will it bring you attention you do not have now? If all you're looking for is attention, I would suggest going some way different than the diamond ring. You know, look deep within and see how you can more prominently express your truth. That's going to bring you more attention and the type of attention you want. Will it let you know that you are loved? If that diamond ring is all that lets you know that you're loved in your relationship, then there may be a problem there. Will it be a symbol of your hard work that you've put in that allows you to buy nice things? That's not so bad. You know, if you've worked your tail off to afford these nice things, certainly treat yourself. Does this ring hold particular meaning for you? And this is where we start getting deeper into the heart meaning. In order to do this, though, we have to remember we've got to let go of judgment and we've got to see the truth about why the item made the list. So stay curious and non-judgmental throughout the process. Let it be an enjoyable experience. So sticking with this ring, like I said, if it's attention that you think this ring is going to bring you, how can you more lovingly get attention for yourself? How can you stay true to you and get attention? What I will tell you about that is if you stay true, if you present your authenticity, you'll get the attention that you deserve, that you desire, and it will be authentic attention coming back to you. If you think that this is going to show you that you're loved, maybe it's time to look at the relationship. Maybe it's time to see all the places that love is coming to you already. Maybe it's time to realize that material things aren't providing what you thought they would. You know, there's so many different ways you can go here. Just keep getting deeper and deeper and deeper with it. If it has particular meaning for you, by all means, if that meaning is true and authentic, do it. Get it. And no matter what your answers are on all of this, if that diamond ring holds meaning for you, if that diamond ring is a reminder of your authentic truth, if it's a reminder of all the ways that you're loved, and you hold that, if you hold that meaning within that, get it. Now, what I want you to consider is if you lose that diamond ring, do you also lose all of those benefits? If so, the diamond ring probably is not something you want to go spend your money on right now. Anyway, while you're going through the items on your list, stay curious, non-judgmental throughout this process. And speaking of judgment, no self-abuse is allowed if you find your initial list contains only items that do not serve you other than to add possessions to your collection. All right, that we don't let that happen. You can still get curious, and there's tremendous learning available from everything on your list. Okay, now back to the beginning of the show when I asked you what you would put on your Christmas wish list. Did you think of something and then think of reasons why not to put it on your list? Were those reasons things like too expensive, too hard, not possible? How often do you limit yourself or the things that you want before you consider what it will take to get them? How often do you just talk yourself out of something? The beauty of the wish list process is that it opens us to possibility. It is an invitation to forget about how to do something for a while and just play with the possibility and the experience. One of the things that creating a wish list provides for us is the dream of what that thing will bring into our life. What I remember about my list making experience from a kid is the dreams that came about while I considered what to include. I remember a bike that I added to my list. The dreams about that bike expanded far beyond the bike itself. It created imaginations of journeys with my friends. It would incite visions of adventures into the local woods, trips, parks, visits to neighboring stores, and much more. Those imaginations did much more than offer a few minutes of fun visioning. They inspired me to take those journeys with or without that bike. They inspired me to create alternative ways to obtain a bike just in case Santa didn't bring one to me. The wish list was more than just a list of things. It assisted me in expanding my experience of life. So get creative with your imagination and your manifestation. Silence your doubt and your internal naysayer for a while and just entertain the idea. Have fun. If you find that you keep thinking of reasons you cannot have something, don't judge yourself harshly. Just think of two ways that you can. So for each reason you can't have something, find two reasons that you can have it. I call that a twofer. When we discount one of our ideas as something unrealistic or impossible, that's kind of taking it's kind of pulling away from our self-esteem account. When we add two more, we pull our account back to level and then increase it. So when we create a list of things we desire, we serve ourselves by imagining that we are living a life that will support our list. If your current life does not support the list, consider what need be changed. Maybe the list is an indication that you're in a job that is a dead end for you. You may find that you are more focused on the material value of the item than the experience of the item itself. Whatever it is, don't judge. It just gives you a way of seeing where you are. It gives you a way of experiencing that imagination and then finding out, is that really where I want to go? I do challenge you to look deeper. Look within to what the item says about you, what it is you desire that you believe this item will bring to you. That diamond ring I mentioned earlier may represent a desire for more beauty in your life. If that's so, how can you add more beauty to your life? Just tune into that. It's not necessarily that ring, but there are many, many ways you can add beauty to your life. This does not mean you can't go out and get the ring. Please do not hear me say that. Just look for other ways to bring those things of your deepest desires into your life. When we go within and discover the authentic desires that these items represent, we find truth and we find peace. We find that we can absolutely manifest those desires in a multitude of ways. When we embrace the peace of this awareness, we release the stress of the material world. We live more fully in peace, and we serve our well-being far beyond all that we could ever understand. We live a life of purpose, and we radiate this purpose, this love, this peace out into the world. Allow your wish list to ignite a spark of imagination. Just turn off the intellect for a while and allow your childlike curiosity and imagination to build your list. Let your desires dance around your imagination for just a little while or a long while, whatever it is that serves you. Even those desires that seem a little foolish will serve your well-being. Don't judge what pops into your head. Just write it down, play with it. And when your list is complete, go within and discover the authentic desires of your heart. Thank you so much for listening in today. I invite you to visit my website at www.kennybrixey.com to find out how my work may assist you in opening awareness to your own authentic truth. On that site, you're going to find out all kinds of information about my books, my personal spiritual growth workshops, all of the work I do. I also provide emotional release and energetic healing services to assist you in moving beyond all that keeps you from the life you desire. My newest book, The Relationship Toolbox, is out and available on Amazon in print and Kindle formats. The book presents tools and resources that assist you in elevating and expanding your experience of love. While the book is written for couples, it holds great resources for everyone. I also invite you to follow my Facebook page, Authentic Relationships, for more information about the book. And then check out all the other amazing shows here on Empower Radio. You will find at least one that speaks to your heart. And be sure to share Life's Toolbox and other shows with your friends and family. When you do, you are sharing and elevating positive energy throughout this beautiful world. In sharing, you create ripples that will create love and peace throughout the universe. And you are elevating the love and peace within you. As always, my deepest gratitude goes to Brent Carey for creating this amazing resource for empowered living that is Empower Radio. I also extend my sincere gratitude to Mark, my producer. He produces several shows here and is one of the amazing resources in the Empower Radio family. Until next week and beyond, create your Christmas wish list and let your imagination come out to play. Love and peace.